Welcome to the Finance Path Podcast, where we discuss all your burning questions relating to money, property, and investment for every stage of life. Now, here are your hosts, Mark Attard and Chris Collard.
Welcome, listeners, to our next edition of Money, Property, and You. You're here with Mark Attard, and I am joined with a very valued business partner of ours. What I thought we would do in this podcast is share with you an area of lending that we're seeing a significant amount of inquiry and an increase in the number of people that are asking for what we term, or what the industry calls, specialist lending. Now, specialist lending might not be a term that's overly familiar to you guys as listeners or to our borrowers. It's more of an industry-based term, but it's had a rebirth, so to speak, over the last couple of years. And today I am joined by Chris Meeker from Pepper Money, who are one of Finance Path's key wholesale funding partners in this space. Welcome, Chris. It's great to have you here.
Yeah, hi, Mark. Thanks. Great to be on this call.
I know you're a very, very busy man at the moment, because you haven't been returning my calls. No, I understand that you're very, very busy. There's a fair bit going on in this particular space and Pepper and its branding, etc. So what I might do to kick things off is get you to share with our listeners a little bit more about what exactly is specialist lending and its role in the broader lending landscape.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. So Pepper is an alternative solution and lender to the major banks. What we find in the past and with banks is they're very strict on their criteria, and they have a very strict lending policy. So there's a lot of customers out there who may not fit that mold that the bank is looking for.
Yep.
So where Pepper can specialise in is we have products and niches which can entertain and help more customers.
Yep.
And that can be from customers who are self-employed, who don't have the 2 years financials,
yep,
or customers with credit impairment. And it's really where Pepper have flexibility to help and assist more customers than the traditional banks.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that. So one of the real attractions to us working with Pepper was, as I said, we got increased inquiry coming through, and it was sort of a blend between the increased inquiry of people that had started to become familiar with these loan options, but also with APRA regulations, banks starting to become, as you said, their criteria to get a loan approved was becoming tougher. There was this divergence between the way in which they were assessing owner-occupied lending as opposed to investment lending, and all I suppose across just pressures that banks were under from various sources, including their own earnings and their own margins, that it started to see them put some really sort of stricter rules and also servicing criteria around who fitted the bill. So you touched on the broader. You're there to, I suppose, assist the broader marketplace and the people that don't fit that box that the bank are looking for. Can you be a little bit sort of more specific, I suppose, around, who specifically are the loan products designed for? It would be great if you could maybe, and I know you're good at this, you're like an artist, mate, paint a bit of a picture of the type of persona of a typical Pepper client or clients.
Yeah, so look, I'll probably go back to a good example I know, and I touched on it earlier, is where a lot of traditional banks or lenders will have complex credit scores or strict criteria to determine whether a customer should be accepted or declined. At Pepper Money, sort of every single deal is manually assessed by a credit assessor. We actually look at the overall strength of each customer to see if we can assist. You know, flexibility is a key word. An example of this is probably where a customer had some financial problems a few years ago due to a life event. This life event could have been because they were out of work or because of health reasons they had to stop working.
Yep.
And because of this, they missed a few home loan repayments, got themselves in a bit of trouble with some credit defaults. And because of that reason, the traditional banks, and especially the major banks, weren't able to lend them money.
Yeah, so what you're talking about there is really important. I'll just stop you there for a sec if I can, is the deeper, I suppose, assessment. And that works, and we've seen it already in the short time that we've been working with you guys, is that willingness to ask a couple of more questions as to why a certain circumstance has eventuated, as opposed to just seeing the end result and going, I'm sorry, that doesn't fit within the box that we can, and also with that, the volume of business that the major banks still write, they don't really have much of an option to delve deeper and ask better questions to find out, I suppose, how creditworthy a borrower is.
Yeah, 100%. And I don't think necessarily they have the skill set to look outside that box. I think you're 100% correct. You know, every single deal we look at is manually assessed. We mitigate those reasons that customers have had problems. That example I gave you earlier about sort of the home loan mispayment and the customers off work, that's in the past.
Yep.
And I think that's key to think about, that is issues customers have are not necessary now. Something's happened 2 or 3 years ago. So why should we restrict those customers? There must be a solution for those customers.
Yeah.
So with us, we look at the overall profile of that customer. We know their financial problems behind them. It was a once-off event. And based on the affordability, we know that customers can afford their new loan. And that's a good example of the way Pepper can consider applications and find a solution for your customers.
Yeah, so the looking at the whole picture, not necessarily looking at a snapshot of time and assessing on a broader sort of base. When we talk about personas, so who's a traditional type of Pepper client? There's definitely a slant towards those that are self-employed, because traditionally specialist lending in days gone by was known as like a non-conforming lending. And we're right, like that's the sort of the name or term that was provided to it, and off the back of non-conforming, there's low doc, there's no doc type lending, and there's no doubt post GFC that sort of lending got knocked around the ears a little bit. So specialist lending's a rebirth of that, but it's really, from our experience to this point, it's probably specialist, but also a bit of common sense being applied.
Yeah, 100%. And you touched on it earlier about sort of self-employed customers, and that's a key area for us. We won multiple awards for being best specialist lender and best self-employed lender.
Yeah, and as a percentage, would that make a self-employed compared to a salaried or PAYG people? They'd make up the bulk.
High percentage of our customers come through are self-employed customers who aren't able to provide 2 years financials.
Yep,
and that could be for a valid number of reasons. And really, the way we look at it is it's alternative documentation that we need. So long gone are the days of not having any income proof. We do need to see some kind of alternative documentation.
And that's a post-GFC thing. And that's important for people to understand, is because they sit there and go, okay, well, if I'm a low-doc client or I'm a no-doc client, does that mean that I'm a second-class citizen, firstly? And then secondly, what does that mean for where am I getting the funds? Like, is it going to be competitive? So it's really important, I suppose, for our listeners to understand that specialist lending these days, it's not about not being able to justify or provide any evidence of income coming through at all. There is a greater onus on that.
Definitely as well. And also, a lot of banks out there want to see the last 2 years financials. A lot of the businesses that we see are new businesses or very new to market. And they might not have 2 years financials. Or the last 6 months or 12 months may be stronger because the business is growing.
Or, as we see a lot of, and we actually mentioned this in one of our last podcasts, is when people are looking at the options around going to be self-employed whilst they're salaried employees, part of their thought process or their planning process, rarely does it actually involve assessing and looking at their current debt structure. So they don't put things in place, i.e. access equity to assist with getting the business going, or put some measures in place knowing, I suppose, that when they move into that self-employed space, borrowing is going to be potentially a little bit more challenging when you're starting off as a self-employed applicant.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. And it comes up to what you said earlier, is about having a look outside the square, outside the box, is, you know, the assessors at the banks will have a look at those financials, but what we can do is we can look at the last 6 months. We can look more into the business and have more flexibility into what income we can use. So we do see a lot of self-employed customers coming through. One of the areas that we do specialise in as well, and we see a lot of customers who have outstanding ATO debt. That coincides with self-employed customers. And that's something we can do as well. And we've discussed with you on many deals where we can refinance these customers' ATO debt. And that, again, is something that the traditional sort of banks won't be able to do.
Yeah, it's a really good point. ATO debt refinancing through the standard or through your traditional or mainstream banks is certainly a no-no. And you're right, we had a client for the listener's benefit as well, who was in a situation where they'd been running a manufacturing company for quite a period of time for a number of different reasons. becomes both personal and let's face it, running your own business can be a drain in a number of different ways. And whilst they were quite good at the actual sales side of things, the running of a business side of things fell to the back. And what happens off the back of that is financials and the money management of running a business isn't done as well as it should be. And so he'd come to the point where he decided that he wasn't, he wanted to go back to wages in essence and work for somebody else. But in the wind-up of his company, there was a number of different debts that he had accumulated and he wanted to pay down. That the number of debts I think that had to be consolidated or paid out was something like 12. Now, if we go to the traditional type of bank, and there was some ATO debt in there as well, a traditional bank, that's just a big sort of red cross. But you guys were able to come up with a solution in that situation.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's interesting really because, Pepper Money and the products that we offer, Finance Path, a lot of the products can be looked as short-term solutions.
Mm.
So the customer, as we speak, may have an ATO debt or may have 12 outstanding debts that you want to consolidate. Once you've consolidated those debts, the customer's in a lot better, stronger position.
Mm.
You're going to be saving them a lot of money. And then in 6 months or 12 months' time, there's no reason why you won't look at that customer again and look to see where else you can go.
It's a really, really important point and something that I want to really stress to our listeners who may find themselves in this circumstance as well, that we call it stepping stones in this office, and we go when we're sitting down with clients that are looking at a specialist lending solution, helping them understand that, okay, well, just because this is the best option for us at this point in time, firstly, making them feel a little bit more empowered that it's part of a journey and getting them back to, I suppose, the most competitive type facilities from a rate perspective or a loan-to-value ratio perspective, and that this might be a solution for 12 months, it might be a solution for 2 years. And you're going to have to pay some higher rates along the way, but not necessarily getting caught up on the higher rates, looking at how much extra money you are going to have to pay to get yourself into a position that's going to eventually obviously further yourself. And quite often when people start to actually break it down, quite often people will get scared away and say, oh no, the rate's too much, I can't afford this, or it's not the best option for me. When you think through, look past the rate and look at the actual dollar difference and the time frame that you're going to be paying that higher rate, the solution is one that just makes a lot of commercial sense.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny, I don't think you're actually aware of this, but we did a loan together, I think it was last month, and it was a record amount of creditors that we cleared.
Yep. No, I wasn't familiar, so fill me in.
So we actually, it was a customer, I just spoke to your business partner, Chris, about this.
Okay.
It's a great story as well, where the customer had 28 creditors that he owed money to.
Okay.
So 28, so it was a lot. And there's no bank out there who would be able to clear all those existing creditors.
No, you'd be right there, Chris. 28's not their cup of tea. Yep.
Yeah, and look, we managed to refinance the customer's debt. Instead of having 28 different creditors, he's now only just got the one,
yep,
which is the home loan.
Yep.
And as I came and spoke to Chris, your business partner, one of the comments the customer said was that he's now able to sleep at night.
Yeah.
And it's something like that is really appealing to me, because you've helped a customer out who's really struggling. If you're not going to resolve his situation now, it's just going to get worse for him.
Yep.
We refinanced him. You guys did a fantastic work with your sales team, put him into a much better structure with just one debt, made substantial, huge savings for that customer, and now he's in a much better situation. And really, going back to what you said earlier is about a stepping stone, is this is stage one for that customer. Stage two is, right now, you can get him back into one of our prime products or into one of the major banks.
Well, you mentioned it's prime. So this is really key to understand as well that, you might be a self-employed applicant. You may have some credit impairment, some ATO debt, or you might have just missed a couple of repayments on your home loan. Or ultimately, you don't have the financials at the end of the day up to date.
Mm-hmm.
Quite often we see self-employed people worry about making the bucks and they don't worry necessarily about the paperwork. So from a timing perspective, this solution can work for them. If they haven't got their tax returns up to date, a specialist lending solution could work for them. But you mentioned there about the prime product. So that's the products, I suppose, that are in competition with the mainstream funders. And Pepper's range of prime products are really competitive out in the marketplace. So, you know, there's plenty of people there that, you know, may even just say they don't necessarily want to deal, they don't have a relationship with any mainstream bank, and utilising, I suppose, businesses like Finance Path as their branch can get access to really competitive standard type loans.
Yeah, definitely. Like, we do, as we discussed earlier, a lot of the discussion has been around specialists and non-conforming, but, you know, prime is another aspect of our business. We've got some extremely competitive rates in the market, especially on the self-employed side, and especially on the full doc as well.
Yeah.
And really, I touched on it earlier as well, is a lot of the major banks do credit scoring even for prime applications. You know, we won't say yes or no just based on a credit score.
Yeah.
So if a customer's had multiple credit searches and gone to five or six different organisations,
yep,
there's a good chance that may affect their credit score. The banks won't be able to accept that application.
Yeah.
But we don't have credit scoring to actually look at a decision, and we can say yes to that customer.
Yeah, which is really, really big, because credit reporting, positive credit reporting, I mean, we offer our clients, because we have to go through the process of doing credit reports anyway, we do free credit reports, and it's really interesting the way in which they're coming up with these credit scores. We've seen on numerous occasion client that we would sit there and think, hey, these guys, if they're not AAA, they're AA, or at worst sort of A, yet for some reason their credit score, and it might just be around the number of jobs that they've had or where they've moved around in terms of from their address, and that impacts on their credit score and can count them out of a loan with a traditional or mainstream funder. And that's, again, where sort of specialist lending can come into play. So I just want to finish off before we go on some of the key differences in terms of, and you have touched on this in part around the way Pepper Money sort of looks at whether a client can borrow money and the way that you assess a loan. A really important distinction as an example is the way that you guys price investment loans compared to owner-occupied loans. So there's no difference in investment borrowings versus owner-occupied borrowings. Whereas, as we've seen over the last 6 months, due to APRA regulations, the big banks starting to show a difference or charge differently for an investor as opposed to an owner-occupier. That's a great advantage that exists at the moment, especially for self-employed investors in this particular space.
Yeah, look, it's a real good niche for us at the moment. And currently, as we speak, that niche is still available.
Yeah, might not necessarily be the case in the future. Yeah,
look, and we're always looking at what the market's doing. And at the moment, across the product range, whether you're an investor or whether it's an owner-occupied, we do have products where we don't actually amend the rate or increase the rate based just because they're an investor or not.
So
definitely take advantage of that product while you can.
While we can. Well, there you go, listeners. So I've just gone and put Chris right on the spot there. I've gone and mentioned an advantage in the product range that if you're half switched on, you'll realise that that's not going to hang around forever. As part of our, relationship with Pepper as well, just fill our listeners in that through to the end of the year, we're going to be running a number of special campaigns that's geared around helping and assisting clients that find themselves in the situation where a specialist loan is their best option. So from a fee-based perspective and also from an interest rate perspective, we're going to be running a number of specials through to Christmas Day, basically. So what I would encourage our listeners to do is jump onto our website and our contact form there. And if you're in this situation, you want to find out a little bit more and avail yourself of some of the special offers that we'll be running, send us through a little note on the contact form and include the word Pepper promotion, and that will qualify you for some of those preferential rates and fees that we're running, as I said, as a special. Chris, thanks very much for your time. Is there anything else that you wanted to leave, I suppose, and impart with our listeners to give them a little bit more understanding of this particular space, or are we all done?
Yeah, look, I think we're all done. Just thank you for the opportunity to have this discussion with you. And I think really for all the listeners out there is, you know, to get engaged with yourself and your team And for any deals outside the box where traditional banks are saying no to, you know, that's really where you want to pick up the phone and have a chat to the experts in your team.
Yeah, definitely. So I think that's a good way to probably summarise is when the banks say no, this is where you go. So there you go, a little rhyme for you at the end. Hopefully that's been engaging and entertaining. Thanks again for listening, guys. We look forward to catching up with you in a fortnight. And as I said, make sure that you jump onto our YouTube channel. Check out the Whiteboard Wednesdays. We've got a number of Whiteboard Wednesdays that we're showing, which will also detail a little bit more around some of the stuff that we've talked to Chris about today in terms of how specialist lending works and how deals are assessed. Jump onto the Podomatic and iTunes thing. Give us a review. Tell us whether we're good. If we're bad, tell us that as well too. And we look forward to catching up with you in a fortnight's time. Cheers.
For more information about this podcast or to ask a burning question, visit www.financepath.com.au/podcasts.